listening to a podcast of a program produced in 2015 as part of Aloud, a series of dynamic conversations, readings, and performances that take place in the Mark Taper Auditorium at the historic downtown Central Library in the heart of Los Angeles. These programs are presented by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles, which supports the Los Angeles Public Library. To support Aloud or learn about the entire podcast collection, please visit www.lfla.org/aloud. As you know, we at Aloud are vitally interested in border crossings. Translation is one of the potent tools that makes border crossings possible. So tonight you will be crossing many borders through the medium of Walt Whitman. I wanted to read you this wonderful quote from Ngugi Wa Thiong'o from the International Center of Translation. He says, "Translation seen as conversation, for conversation assumes equality among the speakers, is clearly the language of languages, the language that all languages should speak." So tonight we present Whitman in other words, Walt Whitman, who writes, one could argue, in the language of languages. You will hear Walt Whitman's Song of Myself, or sections of it, in three languages, English, Persian, and Spanish. And I suggest that you just surrender. We don't have the translation up on the wall after you hear the English, so just enjoy the listening, enjoy the music of languages. Our distinguished guests tonight are Luis Alberto Ambrogio, or Ambrosia, as he said, internationally known translator, author of 17 collections of poetry, among them Todos Somos Whitman, We Are All Whitman, which just came out. Award-winning poet, translator, author Christopher Merrill, who is a consummate traveler, he is everywhere in the world, is director of the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa, home of the Whitman Web, and Chris will be telling you more about that. Sholeh Wolpe, born in Iran and a resident of Los Angeles, is a poet, editor, and literary translator, and the recipient of the 2014 Penheim Translation Fund Award. And our honored musician tonight, you're in for another real treat, is Saba Motalebi, a virtuoso of tar and sitar, and a member of the Iranian National Orchestra. And of course, the other star tonight, our other guest, is Walt Whitman. And here to honor him, please join me in welcoming our distinguished guests.
Good evening. In late fall of 2009, the State Department asked me if I could come up with a project to introduce American literature to Iranian readers. As you know, we have no diplomatic relations with Iran, and so the State Department created a virtual embassy. And I thought about this for a while, and I realized that there was no better exemplar of American literature than our founding father of poetry, Walt Whitman. And so Eds Folsom, the wonderful scholar and co-founder of the Whitman Archive, and I cooked up this idea to introduce Song of Myself week by week for 52 weeks, give us the whole poem and the whole year of Whitman to an Iranian audience. That's the inspiration for tonight. We thought at first that what we would do is just introduce Whitman in English and in Persian. And so we turned to Sholeh to say, would you help us do some translations of Whitman? She signed on. And then we realized that actually Whitman exists in a lot of languages. So if you go to the Whitman Web, just Google it, you'll find it. You'll see that Whitman Web exists actually in 15 different languages. In Arabic, we have two different versions of Song of Myself. In one, the beloved is a he. In the other, it's a she. We have a Russian translation. We discovered in the process of this project that the standard Russian translation dating from the 1920s was missing 19 sections. So we commissioned a new translation, and finally we have all of Song of Myself in Russian. We have a Chinese translation, Ukrainian, Portuguese, French, even Malay. It's a smorgasbord, and as Ed likes to say, every language that Whitman ends up in, he turns that language into something new. That language turns him into something new. And tonight, with my friends here, we will have a chance to hear what Whitman sounds like in other words. Enjoy.
Thank you.
I celebrate myself and sing myself, and what I assume you shall assume, for every atom belonging to me as good belongs to you. I loaf and invite my soul. I lean and loaf at my ease, observing a spear of summer grass. My tongue, every atom of my blood, formed from this soil, this air.
خود را می سرایم خود را و هرچه پندار من پندار تو خواهد بود، چرا که هر ذره من به همان مایه جوهر فرد توست. هرزه می گردم و روحم را فرا می خوانم، لمیده ولنگار به فراق خیش در تماشای نیزه‌ای از علف تابستانی. زبانم، هر ذره خونم سرشته این خاک و هواست.
Yo me celebro y me canto, y aquello que yo me apropio habrás de apropiártelo, porque cada átomo que me pertenece también te pertenece. Me dejo estar, invito a mi alma, me inclino y a mis anchas observo una brizna de hierba estival. Mi lengua y cada átomo de mi sangre está formado de esta tierra, de este aire.
Stop this day and night with me, and you shall possess the origin of all poems. You shall possess the good of the earth and sun. There are millions of suns left. You shall no longer take things at second or third hand, nor look through the eyes of the dead, nor feed on the specters in books. You shall not look through the eyes, my eyes either, nor take things from me. You shall listen to all sides and filter them from yourself.
Detiene conmigo este día y esta noche, y poseerás el origen de todos los poemas. Poseerás lo bueno de la tierra y del sol. Quedan aún millones de soles. Ya no aceptarás más cosas de segunda o tercera mano, ni mirarás a través de los ojos de los muertos, ni te alimentarás de los espectros de los libros. Tampoco mirarás a través de mis ojos, ni tomarás cosas de mí. Tú debes escuchar todas las opiniones y filtrarlas a través de ti mismo.
Boman Beman. این روز و این شب را، اصل همه شعرها را خواهی دانست. خیر زمین آفتاب در تسلط تو خواهد بود. هنوز میلیون ها خورشید باقی است. چیزی را دیگر از دست دوم و سوم بر نخواهی داشت. یا نظر نخواهی دوخت از چشم های مردگان یا از چشم اشباح در کتب، حتی از میان چشم های من نگاه نخواهی کرد، از من چیزی نخواهی گرفت، گوش فرا خواهی داد به هر سو و خود از صافی خود خواهی گذران.
I believe in you, my soul. The other I am must not abase itself to you, and you must not be abased to the other. Loaf with me on the grass, loose the stop from your throat. Not words, not music or rhyme I want, not custom or lecture, not even the best. Only the lull I like, the hum of your valved voice.
Yo creo en ti, alma mía. Mi otro yo no se rebajará ante ti. Y tú no debes rebajarte ante el otro. Entrégate conmigo al ocio sobre la hierba. Afloja el nudo de la garganta. No quiero ni palabras, ni música o ritmo, tampoco costumbres o conferencias, ni siquiera las mejores. Solo quiero el arrullo, el susurro de tu suave voz.
به تو ایمان دارم ای روح من، نباید کوچک بشمارم در برابرت آن دیگری را که من هستم، و نباید حقیر شوی در برابرش. با من یله شو در چمن، بشکن سد گلویت را. نه واژه‌ای می‌خواهم، نه موسیقی یا نظمی، نه نطق و آدابی، نه حتی بهترینان را. تنها لالای صدایت را می‌طلبم، نجوای چهچه گوی صدایت را.
The procreant urge of the world. Out of the dimness, opposite equals advance, always substance and increase, always sex, always a knit of identity, always distinction, always a breed of life. Clear and sweet is my soul, and clear and sweet is all that is not my soul.
Impulso, 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 siempre el impulso procreador del mundo. Surgen de la penumbra igualdades opuestas, siempre la sustancia y la multiplicación, siempre el sexo, siempre un tejido de identidad, siempre lo diferente, siempre la generación de la vida. clara y dulce es mi alma, y claro y dulce es todo lo que no es mi alma.
اشتیاق و اشتیاق و اشتیاق همیشه اشتیاق زایای جهان برون از ظلمات جنس‌های مختلف به پیش می‌روند همیشه ماده و رشد همیشه سکس همیشه یک پیوند هویت همیشه تمایز همیشه یک گونه حیات زلال و شیرین است جان من زلال و شیرین است هرچه جان من نیست
said, what is the grass? Fetching it to me with full hands. How could I answer the child? I do not know what it is any more than he. I guess it must be the flag of my disposition, out of hopeful green stuff woven. Or I guess it is the handkerchief of the Lord, a scented gift and remembrancer, designedly dropped, bearing the owner's name some way in the corners that we may see and remark and say whose.
کودکی پرسید چمن چیست؟ با دست‌های پر آن را به سمت من گرفت. چگونه می‌توانستم به کودک جوابی بدهم؟ من که بیش از او نمی دانم چیست حدس می زنم باید بیرق خوی من باشد منسوجی از عناصر امیدوار سبز یا حدس می زنم دستمال خداست تحفه یادگاری معطری افتاده به حکمتی که نام مالک را حمل می کند بر گوشش تا ببینیم و توجه کنیم و بپرسیم مال کیست؟
¿Qué es esto? Dijo un niño mostrándome un puñado de hierba. ¿Cómo podría yo responderle al niño? Tampoco sé yo lo que es la hierba más de lo que él sabe. Tal vez sea el emblema de mi temperamento tejido con la sustancia verde de la esperanza. Tal vez es el pañuelo del Señor, un regalo perfumado y rememorativo que alguien ha dejado caer adrede de algún modo en las esquinas. Llevando el nombre de su dueño, de manera que lo podamos ver y reparemos en él. Y preguntemos, ¿de quién es?
Has anyone supposed it lucky to be born? I hasten to inform him or her it is just as lucky to die, and I know it. I pass death with the dying and birth with the new-washed babe, and am not contained between my hat and boots, and peruse manifold objects, no two alike and everyone good, the earth good and the stars good and their adjuncts all good.
هیچ کس آیا تولد را بختیاری پنداشته است میشتابم تا به او بگویم مردن به همان مایه بختیاری است و من این را میدانم. میگذرم از کنار مرگ با محتضران، از کنار تولد با نوزادان نوشسته، و تمامیت من در فاصله کلاه و چکمه‌ام نیست. اشیای گوناگون را مطالعه می کنم، هیچ یک به هم شبیه نیستند و همه خوبند. زمین خوب و ستارگان خوب و ملازمانشان همه خوبند.
¿Alguien ha pensado que es afortunado el nacer? Me apresuro a manifestarle a él o ella que igualmente afortunado es morir, y yo lo sé. Yo paso la muerte con los moribundos y el nacimiento con el bebé recién bañado y no quepo entre mis zapatos y mi sombrero. Y examino una multitud de objetos. No hay dos iguales y cada uno es bueno. Buena la tierra y buenas las estrellas y sus adjuntos. Todos son buenos.
Span of youth, ever pushed elasticity, O manhood balanced, florid and full. My lovers suffocate me, crowding my lips thick in the pores of my skin, jostling me through streets and public halls, coming naked to me at night, crying by day, ahoy, from the rocks of the river, swinging and chirping over my head, calling my name from flower beds, vines, tangled underbrush, lighting on every moment of my life, bussing my body in soft balsamic buses, noiselessly passing handfuls out of their hearts and giving them to be mine. Old age superbly rising, O welcome, ineffable grace of dying days.
Oh expansión de la juventud, oh elasticidad siempre impetuosa, oh virilidad equilibrada, florida y plena. Mis amantes me asfixian, amontonándose sobre mis labios, aglomerados en los poros de mi piel, empujándome en las calles y en los salones públicos, vienen a mí desnudos por la noche, gritando de día, a la vista, desde las rocas del río, balanceándose y gorjeando sobre mi cabeza, me llaman por mi nombre desde los canteros de las flores, los viñedos, los arbustos enmarañados, iluminando todos los momentos de mi existencia, besando mi cuerpo con besos suaves, balsámicos, se arrancan en silencio manojos de sus corazones y me los dan para que sean míos. Vejez que asciendes magníficamente, bienvenida seas, oh gracia inefable de los días moribundos. Thank you.
گسترده جوانی، ای اتساع همیشه متسع، ای مردانگی متوازن آراسته بالغ. عشاقم خفه‌ام می‌کنند، به لبانم هجوم می‌آورند، مالامال در منافذ پوستم، در خیابان‌ها و سالن‌های عمومی تنه‌ام می‌زنند، شب‌ها برهنه به سراغ من می‌آیند، صبح‌ها داد درود بر می‌آورند از فراز صخره‌های رود، جیر جیر کنان بالای سرم تاب می‌خورند. از میان باغچه‌ها، تاکستان‌ها و بوته‌های پیچیده در هم نامم را صدا می‌زنند، بر هر لحظه‌ای زندگیم فرود می‌آیند، تنم را با بوسه‌های نرم بلسانی می‌بوسند، بوسه‌ها را بی سر و صدا مشت مشت از دل خیش بیرون می‌آورند و به من می‌بخشند. ای روزگار پیری که با وقار برمی‌خیزی، خوش آمدی ای ظرافت وصف ناپذیر روزهای محتضر.
Press close, bare-bosomed night. Press close, magnetic, surprising night. Night of south winds, night of the large few stars. Still nodding night, mad naked summer night. Smile, O voluptuous, cool-breathed earth. Earth of the slumbering and liquid trees. Earth of departed sunset. Earth of the mountains misty-topped. Earth of the vitreous pour of the full moon just tinged with blue, earth of shine and dark mottling the tide of the river, earth of the limpid gray of clouds brighter and clearer for my sake, far swooping elbowed earth, rich apple blossomed earth, smile for your lover comes. Prodigal, you have given me love, therefore I to you give love. Oh, unspeakable, passionate love.
Estréchame noche de pecho desnudo. Estréchame noche magnética y alimenticia. Noche de vientos del sur. Noche de pocas estrellas grandes. Noche tranquila que llamas, noche estival, loca y desnuda. Sonríe, tierra voluptuosa de fresco aliento, tierra de los árboles adormecidos y líquidos, tierra huérfana del ocaso, tierra de montañas coronada de niebla, tierra del fruil vítreo tenuemente azulado del plenilunio. Tierra de brillo y oscuridad que manchan las olas del río. Tierra del gris límpido de las nubes, más brillante y clara para mí. Tierra de codos arrebatadores, tierra rica de manzanos florecidos. Sonríe, pues tu amante viene. Pródiga, me has dado amor, por eso yo te doy amor. Oh, amor apasionado, imposible de contar.
نزدیکتر بیا ای شب سینه اوریان، نزدیکتر ای شب جذاب و زندگی بخش، شب بادهای جنوبی، شب چند ستاره بزرگ، شبی که سر به توافق تکان می دهی، شب برهنه و وحشی تابستان. لب به خنده بکشا ای زمین شهوتناک دم سرد، زمین درختان خوابیده و روان. زمین غروب کوچیده، زمین کوه‌های مه‌آلود، زمین ماه کامل با نور جاریش مثال شیشه‌ای کبود، زمین که جریان رود را به نور و سایه خط و خال می‌زنی، زمین ابرهای شفاف خاکستری که روشن‌ترند و زلال‌ترند به خاطر من، زمین پر فراز و نشیب، زمین شکوفه‌های سیب، بخند که یارت آمده، عیاش با من عشق ورزیده ای و اینک منم که عشق می‌ورزم با تو، ای عشق سوزان و وصف ناپذیر.
I have said that the soul is not more than the body, and I have said that the body is not more than the soul, and nothing, not God, is greater to one than oneself is. And whoever walks a furlong without sympathy walks to his own funeral dressed in his shroud. And I, or you, pocketless of a dime, may purchase the pick of the earth.
Yo he dicho que el alma no es más que el cuerpo, y yo he dicho que el cuerpo no es más que el alma, y que nada ni Dios es más que uno mismo, y quien camina una milla sin amor se dirige a su propio funeral envuelto en su mortaja, y yo y tú, sin tener un centavo, podríamos comprar lo más preciado de la tierra.
گفتم که جان فراتر از تن نیست، و گفتم که تن فراتر از جان نیست، و هیچ چیز نه حتی خدا کسی را عظیم تر از خیشتنش نیست، و هر کسی که مسافتی را بی شفقت گام برمی دارد کفن پوشان به سوی تشییع خیش قدم برداشته است، و من یا تو بی هیچ پشیزی در جیب می توانیم هر نقطه خاک را خریداری کنیم.
And as to you, death, and you, bitter hug of mortality, it is idle to try to alarm me. To his work without flinching, the accoucheur comes, I see the elder hand pressing, receiving, supporting. I recline by the sills of the exquisite flexible doors and mark the outlet and mark the relief and escape. And as to you, corpse, I think you are good manure, but that does not offend me. I smell the white roses, sweet-scented and growing. I reach to the leafy lips. I reach to the polished breasts of melons. And as to you, life, I reckon you are the leavings of many deaths. No doubt I have died myself 10,000 times before.
Y en cuanto a ti, muerte, y tú, amargo abrazo de mortalidad, es inútil que queráis asustarme. A su trabajo sin titubear acude el comadrón. Veo su vieja mano experta apretando, recibiendo y sosteniendo. Me reclino en el aféizar de las flexibles puertas exquisitas y señalo la salida y señalo el alivio y el escape. Y en cuanto a ti, cadáver, pienso que eres buen estiércol, pero eso no me repugna. Huelo las blancas rosas dulcemente perfumadas que están creciendo. Alcanzo los pétalos de tus labios. Toco los pulidos melones de tus senos. Y en cuanto a ti, vida, creo que eres el desecho de muchas muertes. Sin duda, yo mismo he muerto ya 10,000 veces anteriormente.
و تو ای مرگ، و تو ای آغوش تلخ فنا، بیهوده است که بکوشی دلواپسم کنی. آن قابله بیدرنگ دست به کار می شود و آن دست های مجرب را می بینم که می فشارند و می پذیرند و یاوری می کنند. بر آستانه ای آن درهای نفیس منعطف تکیه می دهم و نشان می کنم مجرای خروج را و نشان می کنم معبر امداد و گریز را. و تو ای تن، گمان می برم که کودی نیکو هستی و این نکته را توهین نمی دانم. بو می کنم گلهای معطر سفیدی را که می رویند و دراز می کنم دستم را به سوی لبهای برگین و دراز می کنم دستم را به سوی پستانهای صیقلی خربوزه ها. و تو ای زندگی، گمان می برم که تو برگاوردنهای مرگهای بسیاری و من بی تردید 10,000 بار پیش از این مردم.
Spotted hawk swoops by and accuses me. He complains of my gab and my loitering. I too am not a bit tamed. I too am untranslatable. I sound my barbaric yawp over the roofs of the world. I depart as air. I shake my white locks at the runaway sun. I effuse my flesh in eddies and drifted in lacy jags. I bequeath myself to the dirt to grow from the grass I love. If you want me again, look for me under your boot soles. Failing to fetch me at first, keep encouraged. Missing me one place, search another. I stop somewhere waiting for you.
El alcohol pinto se abate sobre mí y me acusa. Se queja de mi charlatanería y mi pereza. Yo tampoco soy para nada sosegado. Yo también soy intraducible. Yo hago sonar mi graznido bárbaro sobre los techos del mundo. Me alejo como aire. Sacudo mis blancos rizos al sol fugitivo. Vierto mi carne en remolinos y la arrastro entre la espuma de las ondas. Me entrego al lodo para brotar desde la hierba que amo. Si me necesitas aún, búscame bajo las suelas de mis zapatos. Si no me encuentras enseguida, no te desanimes. Si me perdieras en algún lugar, búscame en otro. En algún lugar te estoy esperando.
هجوم می آورد شاهین خالدار و متهمم می کند و شکوه می کند از پرگویی و پرسه من. من هم رام نیستم، من هم ترجمه ناپذیرم. به راجی وحشی نابهنجارم را بر بامهای جهان به صدا در می آورم. چون هوا عزیمت می کنم، موهای سفیدم را در نور گریزان خورشید تکان می دهم. تن به گرداب ها می سپارم و در دندانه های مشبک شناور می شوم. خود را به خاک می بخشم تا برویم از علف هایی که دوستشان می دارم. اگر مرا باز می جویی، در کف کفش هایت به دنبالم بگرد. اگر در آغاز مرا باز نیافتی، نومید نباش. اگر یک جا پیدایم نکردی، جای دیگر را بگرد. من در مکانی توقف خواهم کرد. چشم انتظاری.
Great.
Fantastic.
I think that we'll close this a little.
Okay, before we start, I just wanted to see how many Persian speakers do we have in the audience?
Oh.
Wow. And how many Spanish speakers? Okay. Any other languages you want to throw out?
English.
English.
Very good.
So we're going to open it up to questions from you in the audience. There is a mic that will go around, but I'm going to start with a couple of questions for Sholeh and Luis. And the first one is going to be to Sholeh. We had so much fun over the course of the year that we were translating the poem and writing the commentaries, the introductions and the poetic commentaries. And almost every week, Sholeh would send Ed Folsom and me a question about a passage or a word in whatever section of Whitman she was translating. And it was invariably a word that Ed and I had read over hundreds, if not thousands of times without ever paying it another moment's attention. But when the question was raised in the context of translation, we realized again and again how brilliant and how mysterious and slippery Whitman actually is. So what I want to begin, Sholeh, is to ask you if you could talk a little bit about the experience of translating Whitman and how it has shaped you.
Absolutely. Actually, when you first invited me to join the project, I was terrified. I'm very lucky because a good friend of mine, Mohsen Ahmadi, who is a wonderful Iranian poet right now living in Mexico City, agreed to co-translate with me. So this is our translation. And we would spend hours. Like, I remember we spent 2 hours just discussing how to translate Song of Myself. Mm-hmm. I was adamant I wanted myself. I thought it was very important that he said myself. It's a repetition of self twice. Mm-hmm. So finally we came up with Khishtan. You would think it's a very simple thing, but there are so many choices that you can have. Another example was only the lull I like, the hum of your valved voice. Well, how do you translate that into Persian? Valved voice? We just do not have that. I mean, we could not find an equivalent. So we had to make words up, or take several words, 2 words, and put them together and make something new up. So it was very, very exciting. But it was 52 sections, and we had to deliver one section a week with voice recording. And it was, oh my God, but it was a very exciting year.
So if you go to our website, you can hear Sholeh's recording of the entire poem in Persian. We also have a translation in Arabic and an American actor who read the English original.
Yeah, very exciting.
Luis came into the project in a slightly different way. There are many Spanish translations out there. Okay. there are many Spanish translations out there, and we asked Luis if he would translate the introductions and the commentaries. And it seems to have had a big effect on you, because the next thing we knew, he had a whole new book of poems written called We Are All Whitman. So maybe you can say a word about that.
Well, really, I mean, reading Whitman, I had read Whitman many times before, but through this project, it really made me another poet. I really was going to bed with him in terms of thinking, oh my goodness, so we recycle ourselves. We become the earth, the dirt, where the new flower comes up. And that thinking really transformed me as a poem. The other thing is his inclusion of everyone. And in reading him, obviously, as Chris mentioned, in Spanish there have been 20 translations of Whitman, and you know, each one very different. But also, I learned from Whitman, for instance, he wrote as a genius the importance on a letter that he sent when he was invited to celebrate the 333rd anniversary of the creation of Santa Fe, the city of Santa Fe in New Mexico. He couldn't make it, but he wrote a beautiful piece about the importance of the Hispanic element in the American nationality. Can you imagine that in the 19th century, long time ago? Well, don't get so excited. Jefferson learned Spanish, and not only that, he asked and made his daughters, Mary and Martha, to read 10 pages of El Quijote de la Mancha every single day. And the youngest daughter, after she finished that, said, "Dad, not only I finished El Quijote, now I am reading another classical book in Spanish, El Lazarillo de Tormes." So this is our creator, this is our poet, and he has included all of us. So when Chris presented to me this project, oh, I couldn't be any happier. And it transformed me into another person.
Yeah.
So we'll open it up to questions. I just wanted to say, this is, as we all know, been a momentous week in American history. And one of the things that Sholeh and Luis and I were talking about earlier in the day as we were rehearsing was how much of it Whitman seemed to prophesy. We were always intrigued when we started this project to think, how will Whitman in Persian go over in Iran today when he starts talking about homosexuality? We kept expecting to get shut down, and we never did. And remember, when Whitman went to write the poem, there's a moment where he's writing in his notebooks. He's trying to figure out what this thing is going to be. And he writes, "I am the poet of the body and of the soul. I am the poet of the slave and of the master of slaves. I am." And then he just puts a line in the notebook. That's the place where he becomes Whitman, the poet. And what he's doing is he's really looking at art history 150 years ago. It's all being played out right now. So.
First question, right over here.
Yeah, I was just wondering, since we do not have relationships with Iran, what was the mechanism, what was the structure that the State Department approached? Who did they approach in Iran to get this going? And indeed, what was their reaction to hearing Whitman, I assume, for probably the first time? I mean, I'm just a little stunned. So if you could, you know, talk a little bit about that, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, this comes under the broad rubric of cultural diplomacy. The International Writing Program is engaged always in cultural diplomacy. So, as I said, there are no diplomatic relations, but there is a virtual embassy. So you can take a tour of the United States on the internet through the virtual embassy. And so we weren't looking for permission to set this up in Iran. We just put it up on the web. What was interesting was we kept expecting, as I said, to get shut down. The first week that we set this thing up, we had 471 likes on Facebook, and many of them were from Iran. That was for us a tremendous surprise, and so that's the rubric under which we were operating.
Yes, and of course, they approached me. I live here, so I don't live in Iran. So they didn't have. I think that was part of your question. How did they reach out?
Well, here's one thing I'll add to that is that I've been to Iran a couple of times in the last few years in the service of cultural diplomacy. And I have, in my meetings at the University of Tehran with poets and writers and academics, I have suggested, you know, it might be interesting for you to think of something like Whitman Webb with one of your poets, let's say Hafez. To introduce Hafez to the world in a different way, to invite that kind of conversation to begin. I haven't gotten anywhere with the idea yet, but doesn't mean it's not worth pursuing, right?
But I'm translating Attar.
Yeah.
Attar was Rumi's master, and the translation of one of his most spiritual works is coming out from Norton in 2016 or 17. Yeah. So
maybe that's the next way in, is through Attar.
ahead. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to thank you all for the most profound reading and most profound experience of Walt Whitman that I have ever had in the last 70 years.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He is absolutely one of my favorites, and you just said it. He said he stopped at that, and the unity of the three of you, it was music, it was profound, it was like a temple, and I am so grateful and so moved. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question for both translators. I want to know, when you read Whitman in English and then you read it again in Persian or Spanish, do you feel like you assume a different identity? Do you feel different, essentially, as a person when you read it?
Well, there are, you know, translation is a reading. It's an interpretation. And I tend to be very little literal. The way I think about translation is copulation. It's mm-hmm. like two of us having a baby, and then you see, well, does the baby looks like the father or the mother or none or whatever. But, you know, in this particular case, and as I said, in Spanish there are 20 or more translation of Whitman. And it's amazing how each translator think or interpret women in a different in the different manner. So you have a choice. In my case, I had the choice to say, well, should I use this word with this connotation or this other one? The fact that obviously I live in the U.S. and I this is my country, and you know, I can and I have been to Whitman's home in Long Island, and I have been to his house in Camden, and I see all of that. Obviously, I think that, I don't know, like Borges, I want to be Whitman. I wanted to be Whitman. So it is it really transformed you, and all of a sudden, you know, you understand, or you read him, or you live him in a totally different manner.
I'm going to be a little more spiritual than and not be carnal here. But for me, translation has always been recreation. And there are many who would shoot me for saying this, but I think poetry must always be translated by poets. And I know Lewis is a poet, and I am a poet, and we are poets first. And we translate because we love poetry and we believe in reaching out to other parts of the world through poetry and through the world. And instead of allowing politicians to speak for us, we allow poetry to speak for us. And so so it is a very spiritual experience, the act of translation as poets. We are sometimes very jealous. Yes, indeed. We say, wow, this is so great. I'll never be able to write like that. But one thing that I love about translation, and I encourage everybody to translate, even though it's not for publication, is because if you know another language, you get into the bone of the poem. You get into the sinew, you get into the marrow of it, you taste it when you translate, and that is a very profound experience.
Mm-hmm. So you've done this now on a virtual website with Iran. And I'm wondering if there are any plans to expand the program. I sort of visualize people logging on to these State Department websites, and instead of seeing the usual list of regulations, having it open with Walt Whitman and sort of showing a bit of American soul instead of American bureaucracy. So do you have plans to expand this into other languages and other embassy sites?
Well, you'll actually have to go to the International Writing Program, not the State Department, for that. but actually, we've done a couple of things. One is we created and hosted last year a a massive open online course on Song of Myself, which consisted largely of me asking Ed Folsom lots of questions about the poem. The idea was a poet talking to a scholar. And what interested us was that when we opened it up to the world, and we had several thousand students, the level of conversation about Whitman's poem around the world was uniformly high and sophisticated. I think we kind of imagined that the conversation would include some people saying very stupid things, but basically everybody took it very seriously. So that gave us some encouragement, and we're going to expand on the Whitman web starting in October. This is the 150th year anniversary, of course, of the end of the Civil War, and Whitman becomes a radically different poet and writer during the course of the war, not only in poems from, let's say, Drum Taps, but also that remarkable prose document, Memorandum Written During War, in which he's pretty much inventing the whole genre of war reportage. So Ed and I are getting ready to start to write a whole series of new commentaries and introductions about Whitman's Civil War writings, with the idea that we'll turn that into a larger MOOC on peace and reconciliation. Whitman is the great prophet of democracy and individualism in the first version of Song of Myself. But by the end of his life, he's saying to himself that the war was the most important thing in his life. Remember, he was a volunteer in the hospitals in Washington, D.C., writing letters for the wounded soldiers, attending to them, dressing their wounds. So that by the end of his life, he's imagining that you can't really imagine democracy, the representation of the self, without also understanding all the crap that goes along with it. The war that tore this country apart, in which, of course, in certain respects, we are still living with the consequences of, as we witnessed last week in Charleston.
Thank you. We have time for one more question, and I just want to add, with my profound thanks also, to let you all know that Saba, who had to leave early, will be performing a free concert at Grand Performances on Sunday, August 23rd at 7 p.m., so you might want to check that out. And here's our last question.
My wife and I read at least one Hafez poem every day. We think he is a stunning poet. And I was an American literature major and thought Walt Whitman was the greatest thing I ever saw. Do you know of anybody anywhere in any language that compares the two or has a study of them?
Hafez and Whitman?
Let me answer. Yeah. Well, you know, it's amazing. And talking about Whitman and other great poets, for instance, Pablo Neruda is a great poet and well studied, but it's amazing how he admires Whitman. And in his poetry, for instance, El Canto General, the general song, he himself said, "This is Whitman in Latin American words," and he has an ode to Whitman. Rubén Darío, one of the greatest poets in universal literature and obviously Hispanic American literature, Borges said there are two, it's like the Old and the New Testament, there are two times in Hispanic American literature, one before Darío, one after Darío. Well, Darío has an ode to Whitman that is really interesting to read, and because of his admiration of Whitman. Not so, for instance, on his ode to Roosevelt. And so Whitman's influence in Hispanic American literature is unbelievable, starting with José Martí, whom he met in New York. I think that there are, José Martí, for instance, is a person that not only a literary figure, but obviously a liberator and of Cuba in the War of Independence. But still, I mean, they all have a tremendous debt to Whitman and his attitude and his democracy, his political democracy, poetical democracy.
That doesn't answer the Hafez, but I'm thinking that I'm sitting next to somebody who could write that very book. the connections between Hafez and...
Yeah.
And or
actually, to tell you the truth, there is a greater connection between Attar and Whitman. And once the book comes out, you will see why, because he was a mystical poet, and he went within. The whole book guides you to go within and then to come out. And he ends the book with, all of us eventually will have to join that great ocean that's out there. And if you join it as a drop, pure drop, you will know the ocean. You will become the ocean. But if you arrive at it as a pebble, it won't deny you admittance, but you will sink to the bottom, and forever you will be a pebble, and you will never know the ocean. That has a lot to do with Whitman, right? Mm.
I hope that answers your question. Thank you all very much.
I want to thank our wonderful, wonderful guests. Thank you, wonderful audience. And please join us in the lobby. Thank you so much. Let's give them another hand.
Aloud is made possible through support provided by the Ralph M. Parsons Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and Errant Fox. Additional support provided by the Los Angeles Public Library, the Stay Home and Read a Book Ball, and individual Library Foundation members. Media support is provided by LA Weekly, KCRW 89.9 FM, and KUSC 91.5 FM.